I'm Tim Knight, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 658, Practice, Practice, Practice. You probably know the old joke. A pedestrian sees a musician getting out of a cab and asks, "How do you get to Carnegie Hall?" Without a pause, the musician replies, "Practice." You know, to be accomplished at anything, you have to practice. It could be music, or golf, or cooking, or public speaking, or painting, you name it. But how does practice fit into our walk with God? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to let that love flow through us as we love one another. It's January the 4th, so today is question 4. We're asking 10 questions for 10 days as we start out this new year. And today's question is, in which spiritual discipline do you most want to progress this year? So give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's look at spiritual disciplines, share a portion of scripture, ask you that same question, pray with you, and give you a challenge. When we talk about spiritual disciplines, there are all kinds of misunderstandings out there that need to be cleared up. A spiritual discipline does not save you. It does not make you worthy or somehow earn anything from the Lord. A spiritual discipline is never meant to be legalistic or burdensome. A spiritual discipline is a tool to put ourselves in the place that allows the Spirit of God to form us into the image of Jesus, T2G. As the Scripture tells us, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. That's what spiritual disciplines are all about. And that's why Coach Paul, told young Timothy, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also the one to come. So it's train, not try. Okay, but what are the spiritual disciplines? Well, notice that some focus inward and some focus outward. Some are done alone and some are done in community. Now, there's not just one list, but let me just give you some examples that people have lumped into the category of spiritual discipline. I believe disciplines were practiced by Jesus and then given to us by example. These include study, prayer, fasting, confession, worship, fellowship, rest, service, generosity, silence, submission, solitude. You could add in things like journaling, frugality, witness, listening, and more. Now, there are two keys to success when it comes to spiritual disciplines: indirection and habit. What does that mean? Well, discipline works by indirection. Dallas Willard teaches, a discipline is something that we can do that enables us to do what we haven't been able to do on our own by direct effort. So it's not trying, it's training. Our training is connected to a power that is greater than our own, the Spirit of God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, living in us. Now, Zondervan Academic blog reminds us, we must see the disciplines as external practices that reflect and reinforce internal aspirations. Spiritual growth is inside out, not outside in. Our focus should be more on the process of inner transformation than on the outward routines. This understanding will free us from thinking that the disciplines we practice are magical in themselves, or that we should be engaging in the same activities that we practice. Spiritual disciplines are good servants, but poor masters. They're useful means, but inadequate ends. So here's the great question. In which spiritual discipline do you most want to make progress in this year? Let's pray. Father, you know what holy habits each of us need to be more like Jesus in 2022. We want to deliberately be disciplined, not just hope it happens. Which one of the many spiritual disciplines should I focus on in this new year? Is it fasting, journaling, prayer, giving, silent, solitude, service, worship? What is it, Lord? Lord, I know those things don't make me right with you, but they sure can help me grow in you, and that's my desire. Jesus, grow me to be like you in 22. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 659. In the meantime, let's face it, it's easy to be spiritually undisciplined. I'm asking us to be intentionally disciplined this year. At various times in your life, you may need to lean into this one or that one, not all at the same time. So maybe in 22, you need to pick up a discipline that focuses more internally, like silence or fasting or solitude. Or maybe you got that. You need to focus more on something outward, some outward engagement with others, like worship or service or confession or submission. I don't know what you need, but Jesus does. Just ask Him. He'll tell you. In the meantime, for our spiritual walk with God in 2022, let's practice.